Hello and welcome to the news at 12 on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. And this bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and all affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions and around the world on myjoyonline.com. Coming up, government assures businesses of fair treatment, vows not to target political opponent. We have details as President Mahama's administration says it is committed to implementing policies that ensure the growth of businesses.
Of needless targeting, needless sabotage, and undermining the business prospects of your perceived political opponents is over. And that is not going to happen.
Also, water supply to parts of Accra at risk as Ghana Water Company warns of growing threats of human activities to Denso River and Wager Dam.
Water is used for industrial activities, commercial activities, and domestic activities. And if you are unable to get enough water for such activities, we are definitely going to go beyond longer distances to get fresh water.
Plus, no government appointee at any level should engage in any form of mining. President John Dramani Mahama instructs. These details and other stories with me, Sweetie Abochi. Let's get started. President John Dramani Mahama has assured that his administration will not target or pursue perceived businessmen or entrepreneurs who are political opponents for closures or destruction. That's according to Foreign Affairs Minister Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa. Speaking at the swearing-in ceremony of the new Chancellor of the Noble International Business School, Dr. George Nana Ajekum-Donko, the Foreign Affairs Minister said that President Mahama's administration is committed to implementing policies that ensure the growth of business rather than hinder it.
Finally, President Mahama would like me to convey firm assurance. We know that this is an university where our entrepreneurs and our business people really converge. Many of them take full advantage of the courses here. President Mahama says, I shall assure all of you, and by extension, those who are out of this room, the people of Ghana, that our entrepreneurs and our business people should feel free to expand their businesses and carry out their objectives under his government. No perceived political opponent who owns a business will be pursued or will be targeted for destructions or foreclosure. That will not happen under the watch of President Mahama. He says we are all Ghanaians, and the people you employ and the solutions that you provide towards the development of our country comes to help all of us. And that is how a country grows. The era of needless targeting, needless sabotage, and undermining the business prospects of your perceived political opponents is over. And that is not going to happen.
President John Dramani Mahama says none of his government appointees at any level should venture into any form of mining as he launched the Tree for Life initiative on the occasion of International Day of Forests. Speaking at the event in the Ashanti region, President Mahama emphasized the importance of preserving Ghana's natural resources, particularly its forests, which have come under threat of illegal mining. He highlighted the government's responsibility to set a good example, noting that individuals in government positions must lead the charge in protecting the nation's ecosystems rather than contributing to their destruction. Nana Bwachi Adam tells us more in this report.
President John Mahama launched the Tree for Life initiative at Nkariye in the Ashanti region, aimed at enhancing the country's forest cover as part of the government's continued commitment to environmental protection. This comes at a time the menace of illegal mining, popularly known as Galamsey, continues to pose a significant environmental and social challenge in Ghana. The initiative under the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources encourages the planting of trees across the nation with a particular focus on areas affected by deforestation and illegal mining. The president expressed his belief that the initiative would not only contribute to the restoration of degraded lands, but promote climate resilience and biodiversity conservation.
I'm proud to launch the Tree for Life for Reforestation Initiative, an initiative and a key pillar of my administration's 120-day social contract with the people of Ghana. This initiative is designed to restore degraded lands and forest reserves, is designed to conserve our remaining natural forest, is designed to promote sustainable livelihoods through reforestation, and also to enhance climate resilience and mitigate climate change. Unlike previous tree planting campaigns focused solely on numbers, Tree for Life is about sustainability. It's not just about calling people out to plant trees, but it's about ensuring that the trees grow, they thrive, and provide long-term benefits for our communities.
President Mahama stated that no government appointee should engage in any mining activities. He says such appointees must choose between governance and mining. President John Mahama.
In other stories, water supply to parts of Accra is at risk as Ghana Water Company Limited has raised concerns about the deteriorating state of the Dinso River, warning that human activities beyond illegal mining are severely polluting the water body and threatening the Weja Dam. Speaking during a tour of the Weja Water Treatment Plant in Accra to mark World Water Day, Engineer Emmanuel Johnson, Regional Chief Manager of Accra West of the Ghana Water Company Limited, cautioned that while illegal mining is widely known as a major threat to Ghana's water bodies, other harmful human activities are equally contributing to the degradation of freshwater sources.
We hear of illegal mining, galamse, almost daily in Ghana, and so one is tempted to think that that is about the only challenge plaguing our water bodies. We would like to highlight that apart from galamse, there are other human activities equally harmful to our freshwater bodies. This include sand winning in water rivers, discharging of effluent into water bodies, unorthodox fishing methods and related activities. The Dinso River, which houses the Weja Dam to enable us to abstract water for treatment, is one of the rivers in Ghana that suffers this serious pollution from other human activities aside galamsey.
Meanwhile, Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Emmanuel Amako Fibua, has justified the deployment of river guards to protect the country's water bodies from illegal mining, insisting it is not job for the boys. He spoke on Newsfile.
The whole focus is to train these guys to be in a position to monitor and to collaborate with the Navy. They're supervisors.
So what are they going to be doing?
They will be the ears and the first responders.
Spies.
More or less, of this, so that rapid response by the Navy in all these bases will take place.
They are also to arrest or anything like that.
They don't have that power.
Okay.
In their training, we told them they are not soldiers, but they are more like security officers. They are first responders. And guess what? They are also being grown from where the river bodies are polluted.
The community.
And they come from the community. Every morning, they are dealing with all these young people who are engaging the wrong thing. This psychological idea that our friends are protecting the river bodies and they have the capacity to make sure the Navy is here in 2 minutes when things happen is critical. These are all part of it.
Have you dealt with the possibility of compromise of these people as well? Because even if the army, the security, we are told, get compromised when they get to these places, how much more people that may not earn so much?
Now, everything you said is true. But what we are doing is better than just not trying them.
In other stories, former Deputy Attorney General Alfred Tuyayabua is calling for a thorough investigation into the murder of investigative journalist Ahmed Swali following the arrest of a suspect in the case. Daniel Owusu Kranting was remanded by the Madina District Court earlier last week and is said to reappear on April 1st. Tuyayabua insists that authorities must intensify their probe to ensure justice is served.
It's so easy for you to put someone before court, but very difficult to prove a case against an accused person. You know, as a former prosecutor, I know that the standard required of you is to prove the guilt of an accused person beyond reasonable doubt. And so if you're not very sure when it comes to murder, committal proceedings, I mean, at district magistrate court, you can be going there, but after the committal proceedings, that's where the game starts at the high court. So I'm just waiting. That's what I'm saying. I'm just praying that they can do the committal proceedings well, that accused person or the accused person committed to stand right in the high court, they will look at the bill of indictment. If they have enough evidence, I mean, we should all support the police and the Attorney General's office to prosecute this gentleman if he actually did cause the death of Ahmed Swali. So in case like this, I expect that the police should not rest for now. They must come further. For you may know, there will be other people behind this dastardly act.
Mm.
And so if they are prosecuting, I commend them for initiating it, but they must not rest and they must not be doing armchair investigations in this particular matter.
Well, the former Deputy Attorney General, Alfred Toyeboah, while noting the swift arrest under the new Inspector General of Police, is urging the establishment of a separate investigative unit under the Attorney General's office to handle such high-profile cases.
It's a bit surprising, Samson. And my worry is the Attorney General's office relies on the investigation conducted by state agents, police CID, Yoku, and the rest. And so sometimes we may sit in the ministry, write letters to the police, asking them to do further investigations. And because the police CID is not under the AG directly, but reports to the Interior Ministry, even if they don't respond within time, you cannot do all that, man. You'll tell you we are working on it. So I'm looking at a system where one day we will have the Attorney General's office having its own investigators, crack investigators, who report directly to the Attorney General, so the Attorney General can control when it comes to the investigation into various cases.
And that's it for the news at 12 on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. Please stay for Worship Zone with Ziggy. My name is Sweetie Abochi.
Joy 99.7 FM.